The Illinois Chamber very much wants a budget resolution, but we think it's got to be, can't be just any solution. And it's got to be based on three premises. The first is we've got to recognize that a big part of our problem is that our economy is not growing well enough. Businesses aren't as profitable as they should be. We've got people leaving the state. So we really need pro-growth policies, workers' compensation, taxation, investment in our infrastructure. So we've got to have pro-growth policies or else we're not going to, we're going to be right back to where we are very, very quickly. We've also got to restrain spending. We've learned just recently that we're spending $38 billion a year and taking in $32. We've got to go ahead and close that gap. And there are a lot of ways to do that. Pension reform, restrain our Medicaid spending, in more in line with what other states do on Medicaid. But then the third thing is that we will be willing to have a conversation about tax revenue if you do those first two things. It's going to be awfully hard to close at a $6 billion gap in revenue versus spending without having some discussion about revenue. Also, you got to invest in that infrastructure, so you got to have that discussion that involves revenue as well. But everybody should be very concerned that the service tax doesn't exist now, could have a really detrimental impact on this community's businesses if it's done the wrong way or if it's done at all. But the income tax is probably going to go up if there's an overall bargain that is responsible, that is balanced, and that has spending restraint and pro-growth policies.